الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقد قال تبارك وتعالى: إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, I recited an ayat from the 28th para, Surah Taghabun, the last ayats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs those who got iman of a two very serious sickness that we have in us. Allah ta'ala, the love that He has for His servant, the love that He has for His banda, is something which we cannot even describe. Especially when you come to realize from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother once carrying her baby, and sallallahu Nabi Karim said to one sahabi, look at that mother, how much of love the mother has for the child. Then he said that Allah ta'ala has more love than the mother has for the child. It is obvious that the love that has been given to that mother is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it's given from Allah ta'ala, then it's obvious that the love will be far more. And if that love is unlimited, then what kind of muhabbat is that? And if that person is most obedient to Allah ta'ala, then how much Allah ta'ala loves him? I'll give an incident. There once a saint walking on a river bank. He saw a scorpion walking there also. And next moment he sees the scorpion sitting on a leaf and flowing away. So he became very observant. Let me see where this thing is going to. While this leaf is going, he's following the leaf. The next moment he sees that from the scorpion, from the leaf, gets onto the other side of the bank. And he sees a drunkard, a man who's completely drunk. And snake is about to bite him. And this scorpion goes there and fights with the snake and saves this man. Straight away, this person gets up from where he was drunk. When he gets to his senses and he sees the snake and the scorpion, he begins to want to run. The saint tells him, what are you running for? See what has happened here. So what has happened? Allah Ta'ala has sent a scorpion to protect you and save you, that he killed the snake and the snake killed the scorpion also. So in return, being very grateful to Allah Ta'ala, although he was drunk, he said, oh Allah, if you can save me who has a gunegar, a sinner, and protect me, then those who are very close to you, how much you will protect them? The love of Allah Ta'ala for us is very great. Those who got iman is more than everything else. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs in the Quran of the different sicknesses that we have, the benefits there and the harms there. The harms and the benefits. The ayah that I've recited in front of you, Allah Ta'ala informed of the two great worst sicknesses, very severe sicknesses, very harmful sickness, and that is, one is children and second is wealth. Children and wealth. It's obvious that everyone, it's apparent, it's open. that everyone that works towards in this world, what is he really working for? Whatever occupation he takes also, why is he taking those occupations? He's only taking for one reason. Either for his children or for wealth. These two things. There's no other reason that he has. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs about these two great fitna, sickness that we have in us. If she a mother for the child, what she will not do for the child? She'll sacrifice her sleep. She'll sacrifice her pleasures. She'll sacrifice her comfort. She'll sacrifice her eats too. You know, our mother, she'll sacrifice the eating when she comes. While she's eating, if her son is very sick, will she eat food? The father will eat, but the mother will not eat. The father will sleep, the mother will not sleep. Look at whatever she's doing, is she doing for the child? The love for the child is of that extent. So everyone today has these two things only: wealth and children. Love of wealth and love of children. The corruption that you see around us, the animosity that you see around us, you see around us that we begin to cheat one another, steal from one another, usurp the rights of one another. To that extent, my dear friend, we do go through bribery to get whatever we want, to cause harm to one another, only for one reason. And that is because of love of wealth. Because of love of wealth. Sometimes you find a father has passed away, and due to his ignorance, he does not do his will according to the law of Sharia. And then it comes to the children to wind up the estate. What do you see what's happening today? You notice that if he's a non-religion person, then he will try all the way to waggle it out according to what he wants. And if he's a so-called religious person, then he'll make some kind of excuse and tell the girls, you know, the sisters, especially the sisters are being deprived nowadays. They'll tell the sisters that, look, what happened now? What happened is that one of those things, the father made that mistake, but you must also forgive us. And they expect them to forgive them by just saying, we ask them for forgiveness and they've forgiven us. Yet they do not forgive at all. Where in the Quran is mentioned very clearly that whenever they forgive, anyone forgive, even the meher they forgive to, they must forgive with happiness. No one forgives with happiness today. Who will forgive the happiness? Who want to give the rights away today? No one wants to give the rights away. So today we find that these two sicknesses that we have so much in us, in our society, which is spreading like fire. Whether we are reading namaz, whether we are punctual other activities of Islam, but when it comes to matters of fulfilling the rights of others, especially the love for the world has caused us to usurp the rights of others, to take away the wealth of others, to take the rights of others, not to fulfill their rights. And not only that, it's because the love of the world, greed has creeped into our hearts to that extent that we're not even concerned how we achieve the wealth. We're not even concerned whether we got it through the haram way or the halal way. When greed creeps into a person's heart, then he becomes completely blind. Then he does not know what is right and wrong. Even if he knows he is blindfolded to that extent that he only wants those things, when greed creeps to that extent, then he does not want to know what is halal and haram. He gets it through haram way to accept it, to halal way to accept it. There's no question asked at all, as long as I got the thing. This is how we've gone to that extent, my dear friends. So one is this, the greed for wealth. Secondly, is because the love of children. My dear friend, these two things can either buy you Jannat or buy you Jahannam. It's all in our hands. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. This is a very big fitna. But remember, these children today, what the father did not do today for the child? The mothers, what did not go to? They go to that extent. If the child is going for the well-being of the child, for the health of the child, they try all medical If they fail there, what they do thereafter? I don't want to tell you, my dear friends. You go to the mazar and see what's happening there. You see the mothers are there. The fathers are there. What are they doing there? They are doing all the kufr and shirk they're committing there. Why are they doing it? Because the child is not getting well. The doctors say we lose all hope. So let us now go that avenue. To that extent you come to realize they're committing kufr and shirk openly. What do you expect from Allah Ta'ala thereafter? What a great sin. That child now has become a means of you to go to Jahannam, not to Jannah at all. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned a very nice incident. He says, you know, there was a mother, she could not get in children. You must know everything happens with the command of Allah Ta'ala. We must accept a Muslim, a person who got Iman, has to remain. If he wants his Iman to remain intact with him, he must accept the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does, he must accept it wholeheartedly. Because he knows best what is good for you. We want everything, but remember, وَإِن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time it's not good for you, but what you do not like, Allah tells that is good for you. وَإِن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And many a time you love something, but it's not good for you, Allah Ta'ala says very clearly. However, this woman could not get children, and she went to this mazar and that mazar, and everywhere she went to, after medical. And she went to the wrong place, you know, we Muslims are doing that a lot nowadays. We are going to even the Hindu temples now. Allah Ta'ala Hamari Fadil Farma. We do not even know our Iman is going away. As Allah says, Innama Amwalukum Auladukum Fitna, that Amwal, the children and your wealth can become fitna. This is how you become fitna, my dear friends. It takes you more closer and closer to Jahannam instead of closer to food. So this woman went to the temple, and that person told her nicely that if you want any children, then you must stand naked on Holy Quran. Sa'ad Parafid, that my dear friend, that she stood naked on the Holy Quran, but Allah Ta'ala said, Inna nahna nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have revealed the Quran, we take protect the Holy Quran. The moment she stood on the Holy Quran, the words of the Quran became completely clear from the Quran. In other words, there was no sign of the words anymore. But the sad part of it was that this woman turned into a khinzir. She turned into a pig. Now just imagine where we go to, what extent we go to. We do not even realize that these things, what will cause us so much of harm today. Today we are doing the same thing, my dear friends. For this wealth and children, what we are not doing today. We're doing everything for the children. Allah Ta'ala says it's fitna. Remember, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, I brought you in this world today. Don't think I will not test you. I will test you every way. And these are very great tests are these two things. The children and awlad. And wealth. And this is how. Today you find people. They will try their level best, you know. That you notice that they go against the law of Allah Ta'ala. This obedience all the time. Allah Ta'ala will show whether you show obedience to my wealth. How did you achieve this wealth? From where you got this wealth? Did you take anyone's rights away? Did you go through the means of halal way or haram way? Many a time because of the greed of the wealth, my dear friends, we do not want to know how we got the wealth as long as we got the wealth. Where we got it from, you're not concerned as long as we got the wealth. And many issues, my dear friends, you come to realize that we got the wealth through the haram way, not the halal. And many a time you find a person tries his level best to get through the halal way, but then he feels that he's a boss of money. He's the owner of the wealth. Remember, he's not the owner of the wealth. Allah has given him, as his body is not, he's not the owner of his body, he's not the owner of the wealth. Allah has given him as an amanat. And anything that's been given as an amanat, you have to take it as a trust, and you use it how Allah Ta'ala wants you to use. No man can decide tomorrow that he wants to give this much zakat. Because I got this much money, let me do it double and triple. Whatever the law of Allah, you give that much to. They have to give more than that's your business, but what the law of Allah is, you have to fulfill the law of Allah Ta'ala. So today we have this weakness in us that we get to the right channel, to the halal means, but then we use it in the haram means. We feel that no one must tell us how to use our monies. Thereafter you see the man is so going extravagant in many ways. In many ways he's extravagant. Whether his nikah is concerned, whether his any other thing is concerned, my dear friend, you find that he feels that no one can thereafter tell him, he'll be answerable on day of Qiyamah. Second is that person find that, you know, for children also, what we do not do today. We do all kinds of things. we make sure we give them the best of everything. We spend all the money in the world to give the best. Who is stopping from giving the best? But what is the meaning of best? The meaning of best is give him, make him become a true Muslim. Make him become. Today we find that our children today, we have been so extravagant with them to that extent that we cannot even ask them any more questions. They ask them, the fathers only question. You know, it is so sad to say that persons today, the children of today, there was a time they say, Ya Allah, make dua to Allah, give us children. The mother said, Oh Allah, don't give us any children. Now what's the reason for that? Why? The reason is because it's not of the children's fault. The fault of those who got the children. How they'll have to live a life. What kind of life we have to lead. What kind of... We spend all the time to give them the best of education. Give the child the best of education. But remember, did you any time ask the child, did you reprimand the child when he did not read namaz? Did you reprimand the child when he did commit a crime? No, when he did not go to school, he did not do his homework, he did not be very bad in schoolwork. At that occasion, you make sure you reprimand your child. You do all kinds of things. You go to that extent to do whatever, what you call, you cause so much of, you know, harm to that child to the extent that you say, I'm going to reprimand you and I need this penalty and that penalty. If you can do for that, why don't you say that my son did not come to Fajr namaz, I will reprimand you. Today you come to see all the mosques today. What do you see? Do you find any children in the mosque today? Do you find any children in the mosque today? Where all the children are gone to? Are they sleeping? Oh, the fathers are very kind to them. They're very happy with them, very kind to them. My dear friend, how can they be kind when you are against the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is more kind than Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the child reaches the age of 7, he must be brought to the masjid to read namaz. How many of us are bringing the child to the mosque? Do you know something, how much of harm that we are causing to our children of today? When they reach the age of 10, and then you are going to decide to bring them to a mosque? When they're going to reach the age of 10, are you then going to decide to bring them to the masjid? Or when they reach the age of 20, 15, then you say, no, son, now you can come to the masjid. My dear friend, at that time, who will come to the masjid? Why did Nabi Karim Sallam told us to reach the age from the time of age of 7, he must come to the masjid because it's so important. That child, when he comes to the masjid at that age, his namaz is not even accepted to. But what's the reason for Nabi Karim to say that? First of all, the parents will get sawab for that. Secondly, when he reaches the age of 15, 12, 10, he himself will day after tell his father, oh, sir, father, can you take me to the masjid today now? He will tell, remind the father. But it's a sad part of it that the father does not go himself to the masjid, then where the son will go to masjid? Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Remember that amwal, this wealth that Allah has given you, is a fitna for you, and your child also is a fitna for it. When it becomes fitna? When it is being used against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wealth is a very great ni'mat from Allah. Do you know that? This wealth Allah has given us a very great ni'mat. But it's a ni'mat when you use it how Allah ta'ala wants you to use it. Poverty is something we're not asked for. Nabi can also seek protection from poverty. But it's most important that how you use this wealth. How you achieve this wealth. Where you got this wealth from and how you spend this wealth, you must not be under the impression. Wealth is so great, my dear friends, that through wealth your iman is intact also. Many a time you find your iman you can lose because you got no wealth. There was a very, very beautiful woman, but she had no money. She was a pauper. She was begging. She went to a house of a very great saint and she begged there. The moment the wife of the saint told that she's a very beautiful woman, and now she's begging. This begging will cause her to cause a lot of gunas. Give her something of the dunya so that she must go home straight and she will not go out begging because she will be causing fitna for herself. And not only that, she will be causing for iman to also be. However, that buzu gave her some money and said, please go away back home. Look after your chastity. So many a time, my dear friend, your iman is intact because of wealth. Wealth is very important in this world. We do not know how important wealth is. Your person who haven't got wealth, if he wakes up Fajr namaz, read namaz, where will his mind be? Where will his mind be? His mind will be what will happen today? What will happen tomorrow to the course of the day? Why did he read namaz? Fajr namaz by reading, he's thinking the day where I'm going to get money from now. How? What's going to happen to me? What kind of life I'm going to lead? So wealth is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. When he reads namaz, he's thinking to his heart, hey, alhamdulillah. When he reads namaz with peace of mind, peace of heart, sukoon. Why? He knows that wealth is waiting for him. He knows his rosy is waiting for him. That person is very, very fortunate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to that a person whose rosy is waiting for him in his hometown or his house, he's a very, very fortunate person. So likewise, this wealth, my dear friends, is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. But use the wealth how Allah Ta'ala wants us to use. We are not the owners of the wealth, my dear friends. We are not even owned of our own selves too. No man can say he's owned of his own self. If he's owned of his own self, then why when he wants to die, he can say, give me more time to live in this world. He has to die when the time is up. He is not. We are not owners of wealth. We are not owned of ourselves too. We are belonging to Allah Ta'ala. And we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is very, very important, my dear friends, to make sure that we have to keep only one person happy, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what it is, my dear friends. So wealth is a very great thing. Wealth is a very great ni'mat. But use it how Allah ta'ala wants us to use it. Also, so many a time you find a person, he's seeking wealth the correct way, the halal way, but he's not prepared to use it to spend it in the correct halal way. So that is also a weakness that we have in us. We must try to improve on that too. And side by side with children now. One said Allah Ta'ala says the children is a fitna. Another said this same child can take you to Jannat, my dear friend. This same child can take you to Jannat. This same child can give you the state in Jannat which you don't expect to. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat, and a person will be given high status in Jannat, he'll begin to say, Allah, ya Allah, how I got this state? I did not do anything in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is because when you left this world, you left a pious child. The greatest gift and the greatest wealth in this world, my dear friends, a pious child. We don't appreciate a pious child. When a pious child, when you leave this world, when you go in the cupboard, you come to realize, oh, what a great mistake I made. I have never left pious children. If I left pious children, then through the barakat of these pious children, Allah ta'ala raises status in Jannat. As Allah Ta'ala, when he asks a person, Allah Ta'ala says, ya Allah, I did not do anything in the world of that kind. How is it that you have given me that status? Then Allah Ta'ala reminds him, they say to him, it is because of your pious child who made dua and maghfirah for you today and made every day making dua and maghfirah for you. My dear, where are the pious children today? Tell me, where are the pious children today? We think piety is just one thing. My dear friend, we need doctors, we need teachers, we need all the lawyers, everything. But we need pious Muslim doctors. We need Muslim lawyers, we want Muslim of all, that when we look at them, we think this is Islam. That's what we are lacking at the moment. So these two things are fitna one side. Another side, my dear, it can become barakat and rahmat. One side, Allah Ta'ala is informing us, it is a mere the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love Allah Ta'ala has for a mu'min. My dear friend, Allah Ta'ala has love for a mu'min for so much, if you can only understand how much Allah Ta'ala loves a mu'min, that he informs a mu'min before time, keep away from these things. Keep, because these are the things that will cause more harm to you. But yet, my dear friend, Allah Ta'ala informs us, yet we do not keep away from those things. How ungrateful we are. We are some of the most grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have given us this opportunity. That's why, my dear friends, pious children are wanted. There's nothing more greater than pious children. And the wealth that Allah Ta'ala give us, use it in a manner how Allah wants us to use it, not in a way how we want to use it too. As today, what we are doing to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ یہ نکاتی
سنٹیک سی ڈی پروڈکشنز برنگنگ دی ساؤنڈز اف اسلام ٹو یو